COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
I've got a lot on. I've got, like...
Yeah, you got a lot. I too have a lot on. I have a very... I have full plate. My plate is full of things. None of them are pleasant things. There are things.
Okay. I think we might have to...
Yeah.
Well, let's play the titles. And welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take great moments that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And together we have chosen the two kestrels with the finest plumage from the aviary of history and are competing to see which can catch the most mice. And by mice, I mean your brains.
You might be able to tell. We're quite tired. And... We are
labouring a bit. Episode 116, guys. Yeah. Episode 116.
Yes. We're
sorry.
We are going to take a break for a week.
We're sorry.
I'm kidding. We're not.
No.
We wouldn't dream of leaving you, but what we are going to do is...
No.
Maybe slightly slim down just a week's worth of episodes, just
yes.
because...
Until March the 8th.
Yeah, we need to kind of get our breath back a little bit. This is
yes.
somewhat grueling, and we've had some illnesses to deal with. Basically, the carpets weren't shampooing, and...
Yeah.
So if you'll indulge us, it's going to be Date Fight Light just for the week.
Date Fight Light. That's all the calories of regular... No, all the fun of regular Date Fight with half the calories.
That's right. I.e. half the fun.
Half so, the facts. Half the information.
Yeah. Literally half the fun. Everything else, though, is fine. Mummy and Daddy love each other very much. And
yes.
There's nothing to worry about. We just need to...
Sleep for a while.
Soften off the pedaling just for a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
So let's do this.
I'm going to take you to the 28th of February, 1998.
Oh.
With the first flight of the RQ-4 Global Hawk. Ooh, I could have used that in the opening.
Yeah.
Not Kestrel's Hawks. Anyway, that was the first unmanned aerial vehicle to fly in commercial airspace in America. Essentially, it's the first drone, as we know drones. It was made to be a surveillance plane. It was made to replace the U-2. But obviously, having made something that worked for... satellites and spying things out and scoping things out. Within 3 years, we'd attached guns to it. So we had the first armed drones by 2001. And now they use for everything from archaeology to delivering, inevitably, the everything you're going to need when coronavirus keeps you all inside for the next few weeks.
Yeah, hang on. So just explain to me how a drone with a gun on it works with archaeology.
Oh, no, they just fly...
You're going to shoot the fossils.
It's got LiDAR.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. The kind of archaeology they did in ISIS-controlled Iraq. the RQ-4 wasn't our first attempt at unmanned aircraft.
Oh, really?
In 1918, the Kettering Bug was launched.
Fantastic.
Which was essentially a torpedo with wings and a propeller that after it had gone 40 miles, its wings would drop off and it would plummet to the ground and blow everything up.
Wow.
JFK's older brother died testing a kind of drone in the Second World War. So the problem with the drones was those ones. Essentially, this was essentially just a B-52 loaded with £20,000 worth of explosives, which was going to kamikaze into something. And the difficulty was getting them off the ground. So that was unmanned in as much as someone had to be in it while it took
and
off.
And then parachute
then they
out.
Would parachute
oh, wow.
out. Yeah. But before he got the chance to parachute out, Joe Kennedy's plane blew up over the English Channel.
Oh, man.
So that 1998, the launch of the first proper drone, is my most important thing to have happened on the 28th of February.
I'm guessing that also is what gave rise to quick-release buckles on aviation seatbelts.
Yes.
While he was frantically trying to undo all the laces and hook and eye buttons. Come on, come on! Awesome.
Today's great because it's given us the ability to make war in the Middle East without ever having to go to the Middle East, which is good news for military families and bad news for Afghan wedding guests.
Oh, man. Nice. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I've got the 28th of February 2000.
Mm.
and John Taylor, not the Duran Duran one, the chief executive of British Nuclear Fuels one, resigns.
Oh, he's more fun.
Yeah, much more fun. And he's a dreamboat. He's so dreamy. He resigns over the safety scandal that attracted severe criticism from watchdogs. It says there was a safety report.
Yeah.
Published the week before by the Nuclear Installations Inspectorate.
Yep.
Excuse me. Hello.
Yep.
With their lead-lined clipboards saying that shipments of spent fuel to Japan, the safety records, had been faked.
Sorry, the shipments had been faked, or the records of the shipments had been faked?
The safety records had been faked.
So we were definitely shipping nuclear waste to Japan. We were just pretending we'd check to make sure it was carefully stowed.
We were pretending that it had all gone fine.
Yeah.
So it hadn't.
Oh, dear.
So BNFL was a nationalised nuclear fuel industry. Nationalised because you can't make money out of nuclear power.
No.
However much people try, you really can't.
Yeah.
And here's how much money you can't make out of nuclear power.
Here we go.
The lifetime cost of dealing with the Sellafield site was estimated at £67.5 billion. That's just to get rid of it, just to decommission it. That was in 2002, they thought that.
Right.
Then by 2013, they were like, no, probably more like $70 billion.
Okay.
2014, $79.1 billion.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, look, fine. A year later, 2015, $117.4 billion. Okay, whatever. Fine. There is a budget. You can look it up. There's a document where there are budget projections and schedules of work to decommission Sellafield.
Yeah.
Guess what year they're projected to clean this up by?
2119.
2135. Ooh! And it's costing us between 2 and 3...
It was originally 2119. They keep pushing it back. They've been delayed.
Yeah. It's costing us between 2 and 3 billion pounds a year just to deal with the mess of it. I know they're all going to say, well, it was a first generation. I don't care, man. It's just a bad idea. You've got nuclear waste that's going to be around for 10,000 years. It's longer than any civilization has lasted.
Sellafield's the one they had to change the name of because it had that accident and everyone remembered Windscale as being the bad one, isn't it? So
that's
they went, oh, it's called Sellafield.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Now known as...
like the Windsors.
Glowing Meadows.
The Schleswig-Holstein-Saxe-Coburg-Gothas.
Yeah.
No, the other Windsors now.
Yeah. So we're going to have just one birthday and one death day, but very carefully curated.
Hello. Welcome to the solitary birthday. Happy birthday to...
You made it sound sad.
It's not sad. It's happy. It's Zero Mostel. He's everyone's favourite person in the producers, apart from Nathan Lane, if you saw that version. But not the film version. The second film is no good.
No.
I haven't seen it. Was it any good?
No, you don't need to see it. You know, why remake the good ones? Remake the bad ones.
He was the original Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. He started as a tour guide, but couldn't stop himself being funny until he was offered a comedy gig at a local restaurant. His mother refused to meet his wife and children. She never met her grandchildren or his wife because he married a Gentile.
Wow.
Yep. He was then hauled up before the House Un-American Activities Committee in the mid-1950s, and he refused to name names. Unlike his friend Elia Kazan, who had hired him to work in a film. In fact, Elia Kazan people were still talking about his naming names when he got his Lifetime Achievement Oscar in, must have been the early 2000s, I think. Ian McKellen refused to clap him then, even that on, but Zero Mostel took the fifth and didn't name anyone. In 1960, he was hit by a bus, and so he had a limp, which is why he had the cane and the cape he always wore, which you can see as Max Bialystock in The Producers. And anyway, that's Zero Mostel. He's great. We like Zero Mostel. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, it's good when you find out that, you know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good one.
Fantastic.
We need more Zero Mostels.
Yeah, we totally need
more than zero.
All right, well, I've got a death for you, but, you know, it's a celebration. Celebration.
Hooray!
It's Winifred Atwell.
Thank goodness she's dead.
The piano. Yeah. 28th of February 1983. She was a pianist from Trinidad.
Oh.
And she started off by playing at, there's an American Air Force base there. And just one day, one of the... One of the Yanks there said, "Hey, I wonder if you could play in the boogie-woogie style that's so popular back home." And she went, "All right, then." And she wrote a piece, and they loved it. And her popularity and reputation spread. She ended up in the UK. She sold over 20 million records.
What? That's a load of records.
She was the first black person to have a number one hit in the UK singles chart and is still the only female instrumentalist to do so. And she wrote the Black and White Rag, which became famous as the BBC snooker programme Pot Black's theme tune. There it is.
Did she also write Snooker Loopy?
Yes, yes, that was her. And all of Chaz and Dave's hits were written by a Trinidadian.
"I'm going to be snookering you tonight."
Yes.
She did all the snooker theme songs.
Yes, everything to do with... Yes, she did.
Actually, I think that one was Mike Batt, wasn't it? It was in his weird post-Wombles Jabberwocky musical. Yes.
I observed recently that, of course, Snooker Loopy, you couldn't possibly have that song... nowadays, because, you know, mental health, quite rightly, is something that we're taking seriously. Well, that's actually, you know, and so...
Snooker seasonally affective disorder.
You have to call it snooker anxiety now. Okay. And I've written the new theme tune, so I'll stick it in now.
Hey.
Who's gonna break first? I think it's gonna be me. I spent 6 hours lining up the balls, cause I've got snooker anxiety. Chalking up another panic attack while chalking up my cue, cause I've got snooker anxiety and I'm gonna give it to you.
There you go. Hope you enjoyed
that. See, that wasn't so bad. You got extra bits.
Yeah, come on. Extra bits. Stop your complaining.
There you go.
We will be back tomorrow. Don't forget, people still vote? They can still vote, right?
Oh, yes, you can still vote.
That's
definitely
all still
the
happening.
Voting will still be
fine.
Going on.
So get yourself online. It's @date_fight on Twitter.
Or at Facebook. It's facebook.com/datefight.
There you are. I hope you enjoyed our first Date Fight Light. We'll be back with another
date
one
Light.
Tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you then. Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.